back home health unions have said they need more clarity about the HSE's announcement that the staff recruitment embargo introduced last November has been lifted from today. The HSE said that around 4,000 underfunded posts are now secure. Just last month, the Psychiatric Nurses Association served notice of industrial action on the HSE. At the time, the union said its nurses had been put in an impossible position. So what happens now that the freeze has been lifted? We can speak to Peter Hughes, who's General Secretary of the PNA. When did you hear that the recruitment embargo was being lifted?
Good afternoon, Rachel. We heard yesterday on the news, the same as most people, I think. Well, we did. We were in the WRC last week in relation to our industrial action, which was we believed that mental health services, and particularly mental health nursing, should have been exempt from the embargo, because we have 700 vacancies, equates to 20 to 30% vacancy rate throughout the services, and is filled by overtime and agency. But the pay and numbers strategy came out the morning that we were in the WRC. We didn't have time to go through the document. And we deferred our action to give management time to consider our position.
It sounds then as though you've been blindsided by all of this.
Well, we didn't know that the embargo was going to be lifted, but obviously we were looking for mental health to be exempt from the outset, going back to last November. But the impact, the negative impact of the embargo, will take a long, long time to reverse. We have a lot of issues in relation to management positions, clinical governance issues, and we have services decimated because of the embargo. So we need the if you go by the pay and numbers strategy, which is looking at a ceiling as of the 31st of December last year, if the 700 vacancies are not factored into those numbers, the mental health services will be totally decimated. We will see a severe curtailment of services and the closure of services. And for example, the CAMHS unit in Lindara in Cherry Orchard that closed 2 years ago, 11 beds, which was a lot of objections to, would never open again.
People are well aware of the problems within the mental health services. At the same time, according to the HSE, despite the recruitment pause, they say the number of psychiatric nurses has actually increased.
Well, when the embargo started, the HSE stated there was 23,000 additional WTEs in the service over the previous four-year period. 212 of them were psychiatric nurses.
So has the number increased or not then?
We are being told that since the embargo, the number has increased by 22. However, we don't see that on the ground.
So you would dispute the figure being provided by the HSE?
Well, we'd question it because we know for a fact that a number of clinical nurse manager posts, other management posts, clinical specialist posts were not filled. There was no derogation given for them in the, and only at the last moment in May were derogations given to the CAM services. So every service has been impacted since November. There was no derogations being given. So it's hard to figure out how our numbers increased. We did recruit graduates, but we're being told that we had a net gain. But if you look at the initial figure, if you're to look at the figures now, we're being told that there's 26,000 additional posts. That we have 230 of those over a 4.5 year period. Okay. That's not acceptable. Mental health services are on their knees at the moment, and we need clarity in relation to the lifting of the embargo and the pay and number strategy. And we've looked for an urgent meeting, even though we're due in the WRC next week. In relation to the issue, we're looking for an urgent meeting this week to give us clarification.
And just so finally then, and briefly, if you would, will you now lift the threat of industrial action, or are you waiting for further information?
We're waiting for further information. As I said, we're back in the WRC next Wednesday, And following that, depending on the outcome of that, we will decide whether the industrial action will go ahead. We've deferred it for further engagement for that 2-week period. However, a lot will depend on engagement over the next week with the HSE in relation to this.
Peter Hughes of the Psychiatric Nurses Association, thank you for talking to us on the News at One. We'll be back with more in just a moment.